The Boosted Ex Moana crowdfunding campaign returns after raising more than $145,000 for 15 Pacific Arts initiatives in last year's pilot program. Creative New Zealand has chosen artists to feature on the boosted fundraising platform, matching what's raised dollar for dollar. The question being, as the government-backed primary arts funder, why is CNZ looking for crowdfunded money to help artists rather than fully funding them itself? Margarita Urale is CNZ's Senior Manager, Pacific Arts, and as a writer, producer and director herself, she knows how tough it is for artists to find the money needed to produce their work. She says Boosted Ex Moana is part of the organisation's Pacific Arts Strategy 2018 to 2023 to support Pacifica artists and communities.
One of the things that we went to Boosted for, to start it up, our Boosted Ex Moana, is to try to find new ways of working and for Creative New Zealand to invest in. So it's not just about not enough money for Pacific, it's finding new ways that Creative New Zealand can use its public funding towards activating community involvement, community engagement, and building new skills in terms of the crowdfunding platform for our Pacific Arts creatives. It's been hugely, our pilot last year showed that this is a fantastic thing. Dollar for dollar, our investment that we put in almost doubled as co-investors with individual people that donated money, whether it's $5 or $10 or more. So it really worked out for us. So we think that this was such a great idea. We went back and partnered with Boosted again this year, and that's how it started. Yeah, no, it's not about not enough investment in Pacific. It's actually looking at innovative new ways that Creative New Zealand as a crown entity for the government can work to partner with other organisations to try out new things. And we feel that it did work last year, so we're doing it again this year.
Something like $150,000, I think, came from the campaign. Was that Creative New Zealand's input and the private donors?
Yeah, well, last year we, under the Pacific Arts Strategy, we put in $75,000 as a pilot. The total funds raised from last year was $145,224. So our dollar for dollar that we invested in almost doubled through individual donations from almost 1,200 individual donations to 15 Pacific projects. So it's a wonderful model, and 100% of all the Boosted Ex Moana projects that were part of our campaign achieved the amount of money. There was an average percentage raised against the target of 110%. We just love it. We think it's a different way of Creative New Zealand in terms of, you know, artists apply to us for a funding program, artists get successful or declined, and instead, with trying out new ways of investing that public money into partnering with an innovative, wonderful platform like Boosted has really worked for us. So we know, you know, organisations like Sports NZ has picked this up, and they've helped to raise boosted funds for small community sports groups around the country. It's an exciting pilot we did last year. So we're on again this year.
So you're picking creatives, individual creatives, and groups and organisations. You must all, though, have to have quite a think about the kinds of initiatives that would work well in this environment. It's a two-way relationship. You know, there's the feel-good factor and things like that. So do you really think about what kinds of things and the kinds of people you think would sit well on this platform, and perhaps others who might not would stick to the more conventional forms of seeking grants?
We're extremely democratic with our Boosted Ex Moana projects. It's first come, first serve. So we could take 15 last year. We took the first projects that came in, and we've done the same this year. We pulled out the campaign, launched it, opened the door, and we pretty much filled the 15 places almost straight away within a week. You know, we've got designers, we've got theatre makers, we've got literature projects, we've got people in Auckland, Wellington, we've got lots of people down in Canterbury. We've got a whole range of artists. We've got heritage artists, we've got, more older established artists, we've got young artists, we've got designers, we've got people who want to make a hip-hop EP, an album, write a new play. Yeah, so it's really first come, first serve was our approach. As long as our criteria, because, you know, the Pacific Arts Creative New Zealand has a mandate to support Pacific artists, as long that there were outcomes for Pacific, so that's how they were selected, really. It was first come, first serve. So very democratic. Last year we had opera singers like Jonathan Lemalu, who was a patron and a champion for the program. This year we've had people like Lady Six, who've been part of the campaign. The designers that we use is a Tongan designer called Sean Naufahu, who works with the alt group. The music for our campaign is done by a young, funky group of young Pacific and Māori music makers, Noah Records. So there's a whole ecosystem of arts and infrastructure that we're building. So there's also skills building for the designers, for the music makers, the young record company involved in the design. And then we went and also paid for the translations to different Pacifica languages as well for our campaign.
The world's changed an awful lot since the pilot, Makarita, of course. Are you anticipating that there might be, I don't know, less money available at this time? I mean, we get the sense that people are really trying to save and maybe be more conservative than the kind of generosity and that love of supporting local that followed the lockdown last year.
Well, at Creative New Zealand, you know, COVID was a shock to the world, and it still continues. It's an exhausting new world that we live in. With this global pandemic, and while we've been extremely fortunate in New Zealand in terms of, you know, keeping COVID out, but we can see in the growing numbers of Delta in Auckland the transmissibleness of it. Now, having worked at Creative New Zealand, you know, we're in the midst of that, of trying to support our arts communities, organisations. You know, it was a devastating shock to our artists and our arts and culture communities last year when COVID first hit. For Creative New Zealand, we're in what we call our phase three planning. A lot of our programs were cancelled last year and suspended. The borders are closed, our artists can't go overseas. So in terms of my focus area, in terms of the Pacific strategy, and also because of the demographics of our community, over 55% of Pacific are aged 25 years and under, which means they're digital natives. We pivoted towards our hashtag Digital Moana focus. While we couldn't meet, you know, with live events and gatherings being impacted, we could grow our digital presence and build the capability of our community in the online space, whether to generate revenue visibility. So in the last year, we've had multiple partnerships internationally to really build our digital presence and capability, and those opportunities can still be available to artists in level 4 or level 3 or level 2. And that's where Boosted X Moana is one of the many new strategic initiatives we've spearheaded in the last 12 months. And COVID has also really provided us, try not to be, you know, depressed about about it, but it is really about how can Creative New Zealand behave differently, respond differently, to really make a difference with the limited amount of money and that we have to spend. So that's where Boosted X Moana, all the digital partnerships, our Pacific Arts Legacy Project we're publishing online on the Pantograph Punch, partnering with the international photojournalist from the Seven Foundation in America to run masterclasses to build Pacific digital storyteller skills. We're about to announce a partnership with Australia Arts Council on digital fellowship. So looking at those digital capability, technology is all over the world, and addressing some of those digital capability gaps for long-term sustainability of the Pacific arts community has been a key focus for us.
I'm not sure you've been so busy that you've had a chance to think about this, but back when you were creating your plays like Frangipani Perfume and directing your documentaries, would you have enjoyed or been drawn to the Boosted X Moana Is that something that would have appealed to you as a way to raise money for your projects?
I have a different approach to Boosted Ex Moana because I'm actually a donor on Boosted. I've been a donor to arts projects on Boosted for many, many years because I think it might be because I'm a Samoan, I was born in Savai, and gift-giving and giving to your community and village is a big part of my DNA and my culture. So personally, as a donor on Boosted, I've supported many projects, not just Pacific, because I would read a story. I remember there was an Asian New Zealand composer who had an opportunity to go and perform in London. Now he needed some money, and I remember that project clearly, and I read his story, and I thought, I want to donate to that poor guy and help him. So there are many projects I've supported on Boosted myself. You know, it's not a lot of money, but it's. I feel a sense that I myself can help my community. Our arts community, I come from theatre primarily. My family are a family of artists and creatives, and we've always felt a strong sense of community in our arts community. And so giving to others when you've actually got some spare money in your pocket is a way that I could feel I could make a difference. And so I've had that experience on Boosted. What's really cool with the Boosted Ex Moana last year, as we were reaching the deadline at 5 o'clock, we had like half an hour to go. I think there was one project still go, but there was staff, I have my colleagues, we're all running around quickly signing in to donate, so just to help them, you know, tip them over the line to meet the deadline so they could get their 100% and not have to give money back to their donors for their projects. So yeah, I think it aligns really well. We have that concept in the Samoan culture of alofa, gift giving, helping your community and your village. So there's that kind of cultural element as well. And I think what's interesting with this year's Boosted Ex Moana campaign, it's quite an eclectic bunch. We've got a filmmaker, we've got a EP, theatre makers. It's quite a broad selection of artists who may not necessarily have applied to Creative New Zealand for funding. This is what's really interesting about Boosted Ex Moana. We're reaching, I think, far beyond artists or applicants that might have normally come to Creative New Zealand, and that's good for us because our support can have that broader access beyond applying to Creative New Zealand for funding.
Margarita Urale is CNZ Senior Manager Pacific Arts.